Now, the International Multicultural Festival Against Totalitarianism, Mene Tekel, has kicked off a week of activities in Prague. In its third year, it has a wider and richer program than ever to get the message across that totalitarian threat is a current as well as an historical issue. Chris Johnson has the story.
Now, in its third year, the event is going from strength to strength, with 50% more activities this year than last. One of the organisers, actress Deborah Stolbova, describes the festival's ongoing development and central aims.
The main theme of the festival is the fight against totalitarianism and all forms of evil forces in our society of the past and, of course, also at these days. And I would say it's always like if you light a candle in the darkness, the light gets brighter and brighter. And we can see that this year, it's the third year of the festival, we already have more and more people coming with new ideas.
The program includes exhibitions about some of the juvenile victims of communism, grandchildren's memories of their persecuted grandparents, and a reconstruction of a 1950s trial by law students. There is also a musical message from some famous bands that were persecuted under the communist regime.
We have a rock festival in the rock club Wagon with many music groups who were not allowed to produce their music officially because they didn't dare to stand up against the communist regime. And these bands are very popular. It's, for example, Psi Vojaci or Prohrála v kartách, which many people adore here.
The event continues until March the 1st, and more information can be found on the website menetekel.cz.
Chris Johnson, and if that webpage address was just a mite too long for you, you'll find the link at radio.cz. Now, looking on the brighter side of life, a Czech sportsman.